This is a
Blog Talk Radio.
This is just a test. Okay, well, we're back to doing what we were doing before. We want to speak for just a minute about W.E.B. Du Bois, The World and Africa, the book that he wrote that is reviewing and documenting the historic injustices of the rape of Africa from the slave trade to its partition by the big powers. He does this against a background of the vast contributions of ancient and modern Africa to world culture, industry, and peace. In this book, The World and Africa by Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, are gathered the little-known facts which have been concealed by a conspiracy of silence among historians. And to the original text have been added articles and essays written by Dr. Du Bois since 1955 on the emerging new nations and personalities of Africa, thus bringing his work into current history. He mentions on page 33 under the chapter, The White Masters of the World, the singular thing about this European movement of aggression and dominance was the rationalization for it. Missionary efforts during the 19th and early 20th century was widespread. Millions of pounds and dollars went into the conversion of the heathen, in quotation marks, to Christianity and the education of the natives. Some few efforts, as in Liberia and Sierra Leone, were made early in the 19th century to establish independent Negro countries. But this was before it was realized that political domination was necessary to fuel exploitation. That should be enough for our test to see if we're broadcasting. So we're going to end this episode, and we're going to end by playing a little of our jazz opening music.